Did extraterrestrials help out the human race? One of the things which really annoys me is even though there are thousands of witnesses who saw extraterrestrials under all different circumstances, they are completely ignored by the scientists who keep talking about what first contact will be like. We probably made first contact thousands of years ago. I admit maybe too much credit is being given to aliens for various constructions dating back many millennia. After all, we do have to give some credit to human ingenuity in many cases, but admittedly there are some things which were created which would have needed a far more advanced race than there was at the time or alien intervention. It is true a lot of mysteries are still out there, and one of the biggest is at an ancient site which contains so really advanced stone constructions which we would have a hard time duplicating today. There are stones which are carved to fit together and have designs on their face which are so sharp if you run your finger along them, you could cut it. Holes are drilled in this hard stone on perfect angles, and each stone is a perfect copy, so that all the stones are identical with identical shapes and carvings and carved in such a way they fit together. The site is Pumapunku in Bolivia. There are diverse ideas about the age of the site, with some experts dating it somewhere around 300 to 1000 AD, but others think it could be older, much older, and even predate the world flood. The stones fit together so perfectly, no mortar is needed. There is a suspicion by some, we have gotten our ancient history wrong. They point to Turkey and more precisely Göbekli Tepe. The structures that defy the proposed record of ancient life. There was a point in our past where we were all supposed to be hunter-gatherers. What that means is we kept on the move and had no idea about how to grow crops and such. Then we found Göbekli Tepe, which has been dated around 10,000 BC. It is a series of circular temples with heavy stone pillars which have outstanding carvings of the local wildlife and maybe more. How could this large complex have been built if we were constantly on the move? On top of that, there are a few who believe the complex is much older and goes back to maybe 20,000 years ago, a magic number I have talked about before. That is the same time period which some believe the Great Pyramid and Sphinx were built in. Let's not forget the Bosnian and Alaskan pyramids, which many deny the existence of, were dated at 20,000 years. Being wrong about the hunter-gatherer period means humans were organized for a far longer time than suspected. Could this be because they were the remnants of a powerful culture which was destroyed? Okay, let me put my cards on the table face up. Could they have been the remains of people from Atlantis, for example, or some other powerful society which disappeared? If Atlantis did exist, could it have had relations with extraterrestrials and even had space travel? Who knows? If the stories about it contain any truth at all, we might find the ruins at the bottom of the ocean someday and even find advanced devices which put us to shame. Taking this a step further, could the reason so many extraterrestrials have been witnessed be because they had an ongoing relationship with advanced ancient races we now know nothing about? Some believe some of the extraterrestrials might have escaped the Earth and during the floods and went to other planets, and they are coming back to check on us, and we were much more advanced before the floods, but all the technology was lost and we are just starting to get it back. There are places on this planet where projects took place thousands of years ago and we can't figure out what they were for or who created them. An example is in China, in the town of Dalinga. A cave was found which contained pipes. I am talking about plumbing. Not everyone believes they are pipes, however, and some think they are the remains of fossilized trees. If they are pipes, they predate human occupation. If they are pipes, what were they used to transport and why were they in a cave? Could it be it was to hide them for some reason? Could aliens have been using the cave as a sort of base? Perhaps the pipes were transporting water to the cave. We know some UAPs have been seen sucking up water from lakes and rivers. If we were all hunter-gatherers, why would they ever take the time to build a stone wall 21,000 years ago? It seems they just would have moved on if they had a problem. Yet, the wall exists and is located in Thessaly in Greece. It was built in the front of a cave entrance. The cave was said to have been occupied for 50,000 years. How could hunter-gatherers stay in one place so long? All the plants and game would have gotten used up, yet the proof is there and goes against the hunter-gatherer story. They must have found a way to grow certain things, or so few people were involved the resources lasted. Could it be they were getting outside help surviving, maybe from aliens? There are some stories which indicate extraterrestrials helped ancient humans and even lived among them and ruled them at times. One thing which comes to mind are some of the pharaohs of ancient Egypt seemed to be aliens, and their statues seems to indicate they were different with bulbous heads. There are also some who believe the Egyptian gods were extraterrestrials who came to Earth. The Babylonians might have been ruled by them, or at least advised. The same is true for the Mesopotamians. Some believe the depictions of ancient gods were really recreations of ancient astronauts who originally may have been our masters, but eventually may have become our advisors and were trying to lead us into a more advanced civilization. This means the extraterrestrials have been coming here for a very long time, possibly before we humans even appeared. I believe our history is in error as to those early days of the human race. I am not sure about some of the other theories out there that pertain to gene alteration and such, but for now it is all on the table of possibility.